You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Well, firstly, I think the IEC ought to have consulted all parties, because we did write to the IEC requesting an extension regarding this process of signatures. And we believe that had they consulted the nation and political parties prior to engaging with Parliament, they would have had a stronger case to justify them not continuing with this process as they were obviously entered at that point in time. But the issue of the so-called signatures that are fraudulent, I mean, this individual who was a volunteer, not a member of Contour Caesar, not even in any of our structures, you know, came through as a volunteer, having defected from the ANC, from what we now know, and, you know, engaged in fraudulent activities. This person, by the way, wanted to also get on our parliamentary candidate list. And only at that point did we find out that this person has got a sketchy background in the form of him being involved in a housing scam and other fraudulent programs that he was involved in, and also having been arrested. So we declined him being on that list. And only now, after 6 weeks, he wants to raise this issue with the police, which we're then saying, of course, we want to participate in that. In actual fact, we've said that the police ought to have actually arrested him at that point where he made this affidavit, because he said he was involved and he's complicit. And we're going to open up a case against him, because we too are a victim of this fraudster.
So at which point did you, as the MK party, become aware of the fact that the signatures that needed to be submitted were being forged?
No, we were told by the media. We first heard of it from the media when we haven't even been contacted by the police. In actual fact, when we heard from the media, the first thing that we did is to take a decision to open up a case, and which is what our Cape Town team is doing.
So as things stand right now, if indeed it turns out, hypothetically speaking, that the signatures were forged and the IEC, hypothetically speaking, decides to act in that regard and, follow the letter of the law, what are you going to do as MK Party?
Well, as MK Party, like I had mentioned, we're also a victim to this. So the IEC would then not only have to look into our matter, they'd have to look into every single political party that brought in those signatures to ensure that every single volunteer that was involved and every single signature that every single volunteer collected actually checks out. And that would be a mammoth task, because if they to do that, they'd have to apply parity across all political parties.
Are you concerned that this could potentially derail your election mission?
No, we're not concerned, because, again, we're a victim of a fraudster. And remember, we've said that there's a lot of infiltration and saboteurs. This individual, by virtue of him now having gone back to the ANC, is a saboteur. We are actually contemplating bringing the ANC into this and actually registering this with the IEC after opening up a case and getting the ANC deregistered. Why not? Those are the options we have, because it would seem that they colluded with this individual and clearly could be complicit in this process. So we're actually looking at our options as well.
So what proof do you have to the effect that the ANC actually colluded with the said individual to perpetrate the acts that he did, according
we're
to
saying
you?
It could, yes, yeah, so I'm saying he could have been complicit in this, and that the ANC could have colluded with him. Not that they have. So we're doing our own investigation.
So that's the one issue. And then, of course, we learned about Jabulani Khumalo, the guy who registered your party, who's been expelled from the party. Has he, in fact, been expelled? And what are the reasons for that? What did he do?
So Jabulani Khumalo was alongside the other two members who were expelled, the other, and there's five in total. So there are three in the meeting. With the NEC, our National Leadership Core, which is also people known as the NEC, of over 25 people. And he was present when he was given the reasons and read his expulsion letter and handed his expulsion letter and, excused from the meeting. So he knows the reasons. He left with the letter in hand, the expulsion letter. And we don't want to disclose a confidential discussion that was had with him. We're not at liberty to do so also from his end. I think from where we're sitting that it would be best that you engage him and ask him what are those reasons. And then once he's given you the reasons, we're more than welcome to discuss them.
Indeed, we shall. That's where we have to leave it. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon. That's Nhlamulo Ndlela, who's the national spokesperson for the Umkhonto weSizwe Party.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.